About a week or so, that's when the armed clashes started between the cattle keepers and the farmers. And this has happened in an area that is very sensitive, that you have the cattle keepers who are coming from Tonj and are armed, but operating in an area where they have to get pasture and water for their animals. But this area is inhabited by the Luo Jul, who are not armed. And what complicates the issue is that within that area, we also have part of that area that is under government control and part of the area under IO control.
Now that the situation seems to be escalating, what response is UNMISS coming up with in order to support the government address this as soon as possible?
In response to the situation, what we have done is to engage all the parties to ensure that we work towards de-escalating the situation and to ensure that calm and stability can return. And to do this, we've been, of course, working with and supporting the state government to engage the leadership of Tonj State to negotiate and ensure that these cattle keepers from Tonj can return. And this morning, we've also sent a long-duration patrol that will camp in Kwajena for a number of days to ensure that they can do patrols in the areas where the cattle keepers have withdrawn from and also monitor the situation to ensure that there are no additional clashes, that relative stability can return to Kwajena County.
The patrol that has been dispatched to this area, are they going to move through all the villages that witness this insecurity?
Yeah, they will try to go to most of the areas where the insecurity has been, but they will be stationed in Kwajena. They will be going to villages like Akau, like Adejang, Abong, Akoyo, including Akau and Dagona, guided by the county commissioner on the ground and all the partners, national security that is on the ground, the police that is on the ground, but also the community leaders who know what is happening and where it's happening. The whole idea is to be in the area and to try and build confidence, try and engage the parties to stop the fighting and to ensure that the civilians are protected.
You said it earlier that these herders are armed. In case they come into confrontation with the patrol team, are they also, tasked to shoot if these people open fire on them?
Our aim is not to fight, but our aim is to keep peace. And I think until now, we have good rapport with all the parties that are involved. Our aim will be to facilitate discussion, negotiation, and peaceful resolution of the disagreements or the misunderstanding that is happening.
This step is being taken by the leadership of UNMISS and the government here in Wau. Are you in contact with your counterpart, the UNMISS in Gogrial, who are also in control of Tonj, to also do the same from the other side?
We are very well coordinated with the UNMISS field office in Kwajok, headed by Anastasi. The efforts that we are making here to engage the state government and the partners here, the Kwajok field office is also making the same efforts with the Tonj state government. Kwajok office has also sent a patrol to Tonj today, and as I speak, I think we had a patrol that came back yesterday, and those commissioners were working hand in hand with the commissioner of Kwajena and the commissioner of Walur counties that are affected in the Wau side to try and see how to convince the cattle keepers, negotiate with them, and ensure their peaceful withdrawal.
You also said earlier that some part of this area is under the control of the government and the other part is under the control of the opposition. If this insecurity happening in those areas continue, do you think it will affect the peace process and the implementation of the revitalized peace agreement?
Certainly there is potential to spoil the process, because the IO should have nothing to do with an intercommunal conflict, because their disagreements were with the government and now they have agreed to sign a peace agreement. If they get involved, then it takes us away from the peace agreement and it goes against the MOUs that was signed between the IO and the government, but it also goes against the tenets of the peace agreement. But again, I must say, the government of Wau State, as well as UNMISS have been working and engaging with the IO. The IO leadership has also responded very responsibly and carefully that they are not interested in engaging in this conflict because it takes us away from the peace agreement. So they are also hoping that the governments of Wau and Tonj can be able to resolve this issue. We've also engaged with the commanders of the IO in this direction, and they have also assured us that they are not going to get involved in this confrontation. That's why it's very, very important and urgent that we all put our hands together and work towards resolving this issue sooner than later.